Chess Records has long been overshadowed by two other legendary black music labels, Motown and Stax, but it's now getting its time in the spotlight with a new film called Cadillac Records. The name comes from the big cars that the big stars at Chess like to drive. One of those big stars was rock and roll pioneer Chuck Berry. He's played in the movie by Mos Def, an innovative rapper who's pushed hip-hop in new directions. Mos Def has also taken risks in a range of film roles, including Monster's Ball, Something the Lord Made, and Be Kind, Rewind. For his latest role, Mos Def had to get in the mindset of 1950s America. In this scene, he stopped backstage by promoters who had no idea Chuck Berry was black.
Says he's Chuck Berry.
Let me see some ID.
Well, all right, then. ID.
This license says you're Indian. That pinup make you look like a white man. What the hell are you?
Well, I'm a musician, and my name is Chuck Berry. And I can be whatever you need me to be to play in your fine establishment this evening.
Mos Def stopped by for a chat recently. He says he had to prepare to play Chuck Berry without getting to meet the man.
Chuck was on tour, actually.
He's on tour?
He was at that moment, and he has a regular performance schedule, from what I understand, and he turned 82 this year, I believe. But I did have a lot of written material, and there was loads of footage that they had provided me and stuff that I was able to see on YouTube. And of course, it was Hail Hell Rock and Roll, the movie they did with Taylor Hackford, which is really helpful. And it was really an honor just to get an opportunity to portray him and share and part of his legacy in that way.
Those are big shoes to fill for you, though. Did you have any trepidation about taking on a role like this? Any bit of nervousness, particularly before you picked up the guitar and played the first chord on Nadine?
Absolutely. I mean, singing those songs, it's not trepidation as much as it is just reverence. It was challenging, but it was a challenge that I welcomed. I'm just glad to have had the opportunity to do it and be a part of it.
As I listen to you talk about the challenge and the opportunity, I'd love to actually listen to you sing a Chuck Berry song, and we can do that now.
Cool.
Let's listen to Nadine. You playing the guitar there?
As well as I can.
As I got on the city bus and found a vacant seat, I thought I saw my future smile walking up the street. I shouted to the driver, "Hey, conductor, you must slow down. I think I see you. Please let me off this bus, Nadine."
When we got on set, it was really just trying to get my fingers in the right position on the fretboard. Such a great physical command of his instrument. It was really whole other respect for him as a guitar player, let alone a vocalist or a lyricist.
And command of the stage. Did you actually perform?
Yes.
Like Chuck Berry, you did the duck walk and everything else?
I did the duck walk. Actually, I was a little disappointed because they didn't feature my duck walk as much as I thought they would. And Chuck, aside from the duck walk, Chuck had this other wide leg stance that he used to do that I was really wanted to highlight. The duck walk is the most famous, but I love when he just, you know, he just incrementally just spreads his legs wider and wider, and then he closes them back together. It's a really nice theatrical gesture, and it's hard to do, you know, and to do while you're singing and playing. And he rarely looked at the fretboard.
Did you really work? You really worked on your duck walk?
I did.
You went into training for this, huh?
Yeah, I did. If you're gonna do Chuck Berry, you gotta go all out. And the duck walk is just kind of, you know, cursory. That's like standard.
Did you get a conch?
Yes, I had
a doobie
transformation. Yes, I did.
And most definitely, I know that there are people who are listening to this conversation saying, "What is a doobie? What is he talking about?"
Oh, doobie. Oh, instead, did I?
I know what you're talking about, but maybe we can make sure that everybody
to
knows.
Bring
what,
my slang
what
editorial.
We're talking about.
No, a doobie is just, you know, it's like saying your hairstyle. So everybody has a doobie. It's like, "Oh, I like your doobie."
Yeah, you got your do done.
Yeah, you're right. You do.
Did you learn anything from playing Chuck Berry?
I learned that there's something to be said for the courage of conviction, that sense of belief being bold enough to believe in your vision. And there's a quote that really fits his particular energy. It said, they say, don't go where the path may lead, but go where there's no path and leave a trail. I think that's exactly what Chuck did. You know, it's an inspiration to a lot of folks, not just musicians, but people everywhere.
Hip-hop star and actor Mos Def. He plays Chuck Berry in the new movie Cadillac Records. Great to talk to you.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.